There are some familiar names on the Australia Day honours list, including our very own gardening guru, Graham Ross, who is now Graham Ross AM. Graham Ross, good morning.
A very good morning to you, Ben Fordham.
Congratulations.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, it's I've had honours from my industry, from the UK over the years. But there's something about this one. This is a real cherry on the cake to get recognition, one in your own country and from your own community, because I know that's how the AM Awards and the Australia Day Awards are set up. It's a huge honour. I'm really thrilled.
It's a family honour as well. Your wife Sandra and daughter Linda share the radio duties with you. What was the reaction of the family?
Yeah, they're all a bit stunned too, I think. Kent, who manages the whole operation, keeps us all on the straight line. I think we're all really a bit speechless and really thrilled. It's not only a family thing. I should thank my grandmother, my parents. Both all of them have all gone. They all set this kid up as a four or five year old. Started working when I was 11 at my local garden centre. You know, that was over 60 years ago. And it's just been, I've had mentoring from the elders and leaders of my industry when I was a young kid and a teenager. And I've had great friends, great family right the way through my career. And they deserve a slice of this an enormous honour as well, Ben.
A lovely thing to say. We're a nation of explorers and we love to travel the world and travel the country, but you've done something very special, Graham Ross AM. You've encouraged us to explore our own backyards.
Yeah, I love this country. I don't know. I don't think Sir Henry Parkes meant when he set up the Constitution that we should have these boundaries. I think he thought of a one nation. Because I'm really looking forward to getting some of that red dirt in my socks, in my singlet, my underpants, because you can never get it out. and that's the real Australia. And I remember, it wasn't Uluru, it was somewhere in the middle of a desert, a Gibba desert somewhere, and we all got out of the vehicles, we all looked around, and you could see the curvature of the earth. There wasn't a tree to be seen. It was a completely treeless plain. It wasn't Nullarbor, but it was somewhere west of Broken Hill. And I thought, we are in the centre of the world here. We've got the best country. We've got a great government that has kept us all safe. The community in the vast majority have looked after each other. We've gone through a shocking COVID year. And, we're coming out on top because we are Australians and who we are. And I just love this joint. It's just the best place.
I just love this joint. What an Aussie thing to say. Well, look, you have helped so many people over the years with some of the questions that they have, and you inspire so many people as well because, our gardens are really part of our own home. And even though they might be outside the walls, there are so many Aussies who've explored the front yard and the backyard because of you. And when they've wondered, what the hell is that and how do I fix this and what should I put in there, you give them the answers. And we are immensely proud of you and your family. And we are thrilled to know that you'll be on the Garden Clinic for many years to come. So congratulations to you.
Thank you, Ben. All those 250,000 questions in the last 41 years this Easter. It's just the best station. I love the call sign. I think I'll have it on. I think I might add that to the AM and the VMM. I put 2GB there because I've spent more than half my life here at this station, and I love the people that we work with. Great crew, and it's been a huge honour to have been at the station for such a long time, and with so many listeners, it's just a real honour, Ben.
Happy Australia Day.
You too, buddy. All the best, mate.
Graham Ross AM.